Sechnitz Brachis, Daf Yud Aleph. We are starting on Yud Gimel Beis, four lines from the wide lines, with the words, Amar Rab Ila Breder Shmuel Bar Macha. Rab Ila Breder Shmuel Bar Macha says, Mishmei Rav, Amar Shema Yisrael Shem Alkeh Shem Echad. He said, just the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Shem Alkeh Shem Echad, V'nenas B'shina, and then you fall asleep, Yatsi Yaitza. It would seem that you didn't only say the first Pasuk, of course you have to say the first Pasha, but it means that you were misnominating afterwards. You were drowsy. You weren't saying it so clearly. So it's almost going back to the same idea. You have to have some kavanas hamilim, at least, on the first Pasuk, but after that, you don't have to. Amar Rav Nachman, Ladar Abdik, Rav Nachman said to his slave, Daru, Besuka Kamen Tzaren, in the first Pasuk of Shema, push me and wake me up and be mitzar me that I should say it, the kavana. But Tveh Leit Tzaren, after that, misnominating, like Rashi says, you could still say it, and without wake me up. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef prayed to Rabba. Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabba, Avucha, your father, Eichi Rabbi Yosef, what did Rabba do? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kama, Rabba, Kavitzai, Nafshe, the first Pasuk, he would make sure he had Kavana. Tvei Lai, Kavitzai, Nafshe, but more than that, if he'd be drowsy, he wouldn't push himself too much. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says it's like this prakton, where someone is leaning on his back with his face up, Laikwa Kriyashma, he shouldn't read Kriyashma, it looks like Derech Sroor and Gaiva, like Rashi says, and it's not the proper way to read Shema. So the Gemara says, Mikru Deloy, look, it seems you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema like that, but Hamigna Shapi, don't be allowed to sleep like that, but Rabbi Shulman Levi, Layat, I'm on the Gonei Pakin. Rabbi Shulman Levi would curse someone who slept that way, it wasn't proper to sleep like that way. Rashi says, Shemi Yiskashi Yivar, Vitek Shinasa, Vinil Rabin, who Derech Gnai, it's a Derech Gnai. So Amri, we said, Migna Ki Matzli Shapi Dami. So when you're sleeping, and you're leaning a little bit, that would be fine. So if you're leaning on your side, that's already not in the curse of Rabbi Shulman Levi. But Mikra, to read Kriya Shema, but not Matzli Nami also. To read Kriya Shema, even if you lean a little bit on your side, that would be awesome. The Gemara asked for Rabbi Yechon, Matzli Kari. Rabbi Yechon leaned on the side a bit, and he did read Kriya Shema. Shana Rabbi Yechon, Baal Basav. Rabbi Yechon was, we were making for Rabbi Yechon because he was very heavy, and therefore for him, that was fine to read Kriya Shema. It wasn't Derech Sroor V'Gaiva that way, it was because of his circumstance. The Gemara continued by the two dots. So we said in the Mishnah that there was Machlekes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, but Ramei holds that the Prakim show and play a covet umeshiv, and then it said ubeemsa yeshel and play a yira umeshiv. So the word meshiv wasn't defined in the Mishnah. Gemara says meshiv machmas mayim. What does it mean meshiv in the Mishnah? Even in play a covet, if it means the same thing that the Rashi says of Prakim, bein a Prakim, you're allowed to answer and play a covet, and you're allowed to be. You're allowed to ask because we're covered, and then you could answer and play a covered. So you don't have to say it again. If you have to mission shawl, if you could actually initiate a conversation, I do everybody, then of course you can respond. Ella, it must be shawl and play a covered. Umeshu shawl and call on him. Rameo, we're going to have to explain it. It means you're allowed to ask because of covered, and you could be made shawl to anyone. You could respond to anyone. But in the sefer, let's see the sefer of Rameo. Umeshu shawl and play your umeshu. It says that in little paragraphs, you could answer because of Yura, and you can respond. What is you responding for? Meshav Machos Mai. You don't play Yura. If it's your Meshav again because of Yura, so you Shoyal will play Yura, and you Meshav play Yura, Hashem Misha Shoyal, and you're in Boy. That's not a Kiddush. Ella, it must be in play a COVID. If so, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, then it would come out that the Shitas Ramei is exactly the same as Rabbi Yehuda of the Sefer, the Tan. We learned on Mishra, Rabbi Yehuda Amea, Be'em Seh Shalom Pei Yerim Pei Shalom Pei Kavim, Prakam Shalom Pei Kavim, Meishu Shalom Chalom, which is exactly what we just said according to Ramea. The answer is Chesu Mechso V'Hachitani. We only were missing something in the Mishra, which is self-evident, that V'Hachitani, and this is what we meant to say, Be'Prakam, Shalom Pei Kavim, that Ramea holds, Ben a prokem, you're allowed to ask Pei Kavim, Ben Sach Lai Mishu Meishu, of course you're allowed to respond Pei Kavim, Ove'em Seh, and in the middle of the parak or middle of Kriya Shema, Shalom Pnei Yer, Ve'in Tzara Chalei Mishu Meshiv, and you're going to be Mepnei Yer. So it's Ve'in Tzara Chalei Mishu Meshiv to Ramei. Rabbi Yehuda on that says, Be'em Tzara Shalom Pnei Yer, Umeshiv Pnei HaKovid. We go to Yudal and Amun Al, or Prakim Shalom Pnei HaKovid, Umeshiv Shalom L'chol Adam. The Gemara continues, Tanya Anahar, you learned in the Brisa, Akoya Shema, someone's reading Shema, Pogba Rabbi Adol Menu, if someone meets up with his Rebbe and someone greater than him, this is Mepnei HaKovid, but Prakim Shalom Pnei HaKovid. Which is exactly what we said. Which is, again, just a repeat of what we explained, how we explained the Mishnah. Eichi, who was one of the people who set up a brisis in the Yeshiva Reb Chiya, Mir Reb Chiya, and Yes Reb Chiya. But how would Megillah, Maoshi Yasek? Do you have a din in Halam Megillah that you're allowed to be Masek? Again, Mepnei HaShalom, just like Kriya Shema.
Amina and Kalvachayimah, we could say a Kalvachayimah, Kriyish by the Raisa Paisik. Kriyish by which is the Raisa, you could be Paisik. So Halal, Drabbanan, and Bai. If Halal, which is again only Drabbanan, and Megillah would seem, would it be the same question? So therefore, it would be Pasha, you could do it. Or you don't, but maybe the special din, Pasumi Nisa, and maybe you can't be Paisik. The Gemara answers, Amali Paisik, and Kachlom, you could be Paisik again, for Shiloh Shalom, and exactly the same halachas of Kriyish by would seem, and there's no problem with that. Rabbi says, Yom Sheikhu Gayim is Hal. There are 21 days in the year that a Yachid completes Hal. We say Hal Shalim. Ben Perak Leperak Paisik. Between Perakim, you're allowed to stop. And you're allowed to be Meshim, Pre Shalom, and Pre Kavin. Ben Sila Perak ain't a Paisik. But in between the Perak of Hal, you're not allowed to be Paisik. Yom Sheikhu Gayim is Hal. And the days where the Yachid doesn't finish Hal, like we have, Chatzi Halo, I feel Ben Tzaparek Paisik, even Ben Tzaparek, you'll have to be Paisik. The Gemara asks, Eni, Varav Bashva, Rav Bashva, Ikul Lagavid Rabbina, he went to Rabbina, V'yam Shein Yachim was Hava, was one of those days where we said Halo, Chatzi Halo, V'lai Pasikli, and he wouldn't respond, and he wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to him. The Gemara Shani, Rav Bashva, even though he came in, he was, maybe some people consider him Plechav, but like Chashva, Rabbina didn't consider him Chashva enough to respond to, or to be shown to Yaakovin. The market is by Mene Ashian Tanavir Rabami. Ashian, who was a Tano, who said Bryce is in front of Rabami, and he asked me Rabami. Hashar Batanis Marish Yitam. Someone did Shar Batanis, it's Mashma, it's a Tainis of Yochid, we Makabal of Tainis, and maybe some of the small Tanis, but definitely not Yom Kippur and Tishabab. Achil Vishtiya, Kabbalah of Valeka, could you eat because you were Makabal yourself, Achil Vishtiya, Valeka, you're not eating or drinking, you're just tasting and it's tasting to make sure the taste of the food is good. I don't mind not Kabbalah, you're Makabal in yourself, Hanah, but if you had Hanah, I'm like, Tayyim Vay Makachlum, there's no problem with Tayyim. Tayyim, I'm helping you learn to write this similarly. Metahemes ain't a ton of bracha, someone that tastes something just for taste is not ton of bracha. But Shari Batan is also Tayyim Vay Makachlum. I've come, how much could you taste? Rabbi Ravasi taught me, as she reviews, so they themselves actually taste themselves up to a review. The Gemara continues, Rav Chalom, let's show him a couldn't she spell, if someone gives Shalom to his friend. Before, when Mispal, the Gemara will explain this means only if he goes and tries and goes out of his way to say Shalom, but if he meets him, of course he's allowed to say Shalom. Kilo Asa Obama, it says, if he made him into a deity, almost he made him to a Mizbeach. Shinema, Chivlucham and Adam, keep yourself and hold yourself back from people. Asher Nishama Ba'apai, that only are having Nishama. Keep Ba'mene Chashifu. But what are they considered? But we're explaining, I'll take Ba'meh, even though the Pasuk said Ba'meh, El Obama, you're making him into a Ba'mah Nechashavu, you're making him into a Ba'mah. Which Shmuel says, no, Ba'meh Cheshavtezeh, he uses the same Lashon, he doesn't have to change Lashon. And he says, why are you being Mechashav this person, why are you giving this person respect? V'loy le'elokah, not to Hashem. So you should make sure the first thing you do during the day is daven and not speak to people. Masra Hashem, Ba'prokim, we see in our mission, we say, Be'na Prokim, before Tefillah, before you said Shemen Esrei, it's during Kriyishma, or Be'chus Kriyishma, and Shalom Pe'akav. So you see, you're allowed to say something to a friend. Like we said before, Mashal Piskai, when he actually met him and he walked in, bumped into him, and not that he went out of his way to say Shalom Aleichem, and that, of course, will be Mutter. We'll read the parentheses on Rabbeinu, on Rabbeinu, call Isa Chavez, call him, she's Balkil upon a Bama, Amalei, Bama Mat, it's really like a Bama, Amalei, Loi, Asa Kamina, Ucha Ravida Ba'alvin, it's like Ravida Ba'alvin, or Ravida Ba'alvin, or Yitzhak Bashian, Asa Ravida Ba'alvin, call him, she's Balkil, a person can't do his own business, his own needs, before he daven, she's never tzedek upon a Bialik, if you daven first, then be Asa Ravida Ba'alvin, then afterwards, then you do your things that for your needs. If a person does it properly, we daven's first, and then he goes out to the derech to do his panos to do other things, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisli chafetiv, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his needs. Shenema, tzedek upon bialach, if you do davening first, and Rashi says the Lashon Tzedek comes from Lashon Tefillah, v'yosel derech pamav, and then he will establish your feet. Almost, he will make sure that your feet go on the right, on the correct path, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping you. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Zeir. Called Lon Shilas Yom Lechalim. If someone sleeps and lies down and goes to sleep for 7 days and he doesn't have any dreams, Nikra, he's called Rashi. Shenema, it says the pasuk v'savei yolin. If you go to sleep satiated, bal yifkad ra, you won't come to have ra. But we'll teach you, and I'll take you seveya el sheva. So we'll teach you v'sheva yolin. If you sleep for 7 days, bal yipakad without being remembered for a dream, ra, that is bad. Omle racha rabbeinu rabbi barabba hachi om rabbi om rabbi yechon. Kalas biatz b'vitari. Someone satiates themselves from Torah, but long then he goes to sleep. Ein vasenis b'shuvis, he won't have any bad tidings. Shenema v'sheva yolin. If you go to sleep while you satiate from Torah, bal yipakad ra, you won't have any Pekita, any bad tidings. The Gemara continues, Eilein Baram Parakam, what are Bein Parakam? Baram Avreichanam, Halot Grab Yehuda Dama, like we know, Bein Alkechem, Emes V'yatzik Lo'yafzik, between Hashem Alkechem and Emes, we're not Masik. Baram Avreichanam, Baram Avreichanam, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, the Chesed Chesed Apostle, and we're turning to you, Dalam and Beis. Hashem Alekim Emes, since his apostle has said Hashem Alekim Emes in Yirmiyah, therefore we're not Pesik. The Gemara says, Chesed V'yema Emes, Eini Chesed V'yema Emes. Do you say Emes again or not? So you say Hashem Alkechem Emes, and then you start again and you say Emes V'yatziv, or Emes V'emuna. Rabbi says, no, Ein Chayz V'emem Emes, like we say Hashem Alkechem Emes, and then we say V'yatziv V'nachon. Who did not come into Rabbi? There was a person who went to Davin in front of Rabbi. Shami Rabbi. Rabbi heard him saying, the Emes, Emes, trace him, and he said Emes twice. Rabbi called Emes, Emes, tough slight. He's saying Emes too many times, he's grabbing Emes, and that's not right way to do it. All right, V'yatziv, Kama Mali Hoshmaitza. That how great is this memory? The Chiyasu Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Amar, that Rav Shmuel by Yehuda came, he said that Amri ben Rav, they say in Eretz Yisrael, again, he was coming from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Arvis in Ma'ariv, Da'abel ben Yisrael, that in Ma'ariv, they said, Pasus Kriyishma, they first Shemar Bahayim Shmoya, and then Vayayim, they didn't say the whole Vayayim, because it wasn't Lila Labs Mansitsis, and all they said was this following, Da'abel ben Yisrael, Ve'amat Aleim, Ani Hashem Alekechem Emes. They talk about how he skipped the whole Pasha of Ani Hashem Alekechem Emes, so he says, Eschem Emes Mitzrayim, which is Chiyus Yisrael Mitzrayim, but this is the only Pasuk that they said. So Abaya said, my Mal Yusuf, what's the great thing about this Pasuk? A person shouldn't, because we don't say Vayayim during Ma'ariv, according to this Shita. You're not supposed to say Vayayim. But Ve'im Hiskel, if you started saying Vayayim, then Goyim, you should say the whole thing. So here, he said, Da'avon Yisrael V'matam Aleim, and then they skipped the whole Pasha, and they said, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Maybe you can say that's not Eschol, because all he said, Da'avon Yisrael V'matam Aleim, but he didn't start the Pasha of Tzitzis. The word Dabal Yisrael is not Eschol, but Vamatalim have Eschol. Everyone agrees that the word Vamatalim is Eschol, and therefore you should continue to say the whole Pasha. Papa says, Kesavim Rav, and Eretz Yisrael they held, Vamatalim Nami Le'av Eschol, that when you say Vamatalim is also not Eschol, Ad Amma Vasuwan Tzitzis, you have to go further into the Pasha, and then it becomes Eschol, and then you would complete it. By Hilkach Hanan, Eschulim Eschlinon, that we definitely, even though potentially you shouldn't say Vayayim, because Lila Rav's Mansitzis, and you don't have to say Yitzis B'chaim during Vayayim, you can say it other ways, but we start Eschulim Eschulinon, we start the Pasha Tzitzis, the Kamaskul Merovah, because the Merovah in the West, they did start, but Kivin Eschulinon, we all, that once you start and you said, that's considered Eschol, and therefore Menam Gamino, we should complete complete by Yaima. The Amar of Kanam Rav Leyaskol Vim Hiskol Gaima, that if you started, then you should complete it. Chiyah Barav Oma. Chiyah Barav said, Oma Ani Hashem Alkechem, Tzorach Leim Emes. When you say Ani Hashem Alkechem, you have to say Emes. Leim Ani Hashem Alkechem, if you don't say the Pasha, you don't say Ani Hashem Alkechem at all, then Ani Tzorach Leim Emes, you don't have to say the words Emes. Which means, that you don't have to say Emes Vemuna. So if a person has the minute that you don't say by Yoyim at all, let's say my Rava without this din, and not saying Zechiris Mitzrayim, and they didn't say this one pasuk, there was even a minute that they wouldn't say anything. If they don't say anything, and you don't say Hashem Alkechem, and you don't say Emes, and if you don't say Emes, you don't say the whole Pasha of Emes Vemuna at night. So you skip that whole Pasha. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? How can you skip that whole Pasha of Vemuna, which is either in Kriyishma, in Bayoyim, it says, Ani Hashem Alkechem, Zechiris Mitzrayim, or when Vemuna talks about Yitzis Mitzrayim. So he says, no, damachi. You could say something else. You don't have to say v'amuna. You say, moidim menach lecha, Hashem alokeinu. We thank you, Hashem. He took us out of Mitzrayim. To son of Yisrael, v'sisal on nisim ugvurais al hayom, that you made for us great miracles on the sea, by the Yamsuf. V'shanu lecha, and we thank you. And then you continue, and you say, Micha Moicha. So basically, what they used to do is say the first Pasha Shema Shema, then they said Vahayim Shemaya. After Vahayim Shemaya, they said this Lashon Moidim Menach Lach. And after that, then they continue into Micha Moicha, and they said Hashem Mimuch Lelevet, they ended Gal Yisrael, and then they went to Hashki Veinu. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Shimon Kelcho, Lama Kodma Pasha Shema. Why do you have Pasha Shema first, and then Vahayim? The Gemara responded, because Shema has in Ol Malchus Shemayim, and Vahayim has Ol Mitzvahs. So you first become on yourself Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then Ol Mitzvahs. So Gemara says a brisa, Tanya. Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Rav Shimon bar Yochai will give us a different reason. Bedinu shiyakim shema v'hoyim. Shema should come first. Why? She says lil moed v'zel lamid. Shema talks about lil moed and v'zel lamid, and v'hoyim shmoya is talking about b'lamatam oisim es b'neichem. They teaching your children. V'hoyim shmoya v'yayim. Also v'hoyim shmoya comes first. She says lil moed because Vayim Shmoy talks about Lima Torah and to teach you Torah is Elaxis. And this in Vayim, it talks about the mitzvahs. It talks about mitzvahs of Yitzis Mitzrayim. It talks about tzitzis. So Mar says, Otto Shema, going back to Shema, you're telling me Luma Ispei, Lulambe, Velasis Lespe. You're telling me it only has to teach. It doesn't have to learn and doesn't have to teach or to do. Voksiv, it says Vishinatam, which is teaching, Ukshatam, which is Asiya, doing Tulan, Uksaptam, and Putakam Mzuzah, which is was Asiya. Let's see another question. All it has is teaching. Velasis Lespe, it doesn't have any doing. Voksiv, Ukshatam again, it says Ukshatam, Uksaptam. What Rav Shimon Meicha meant to say is Bedinu Shetekadem Shema L'Vayim Shmaya. You should have Shema first before Vayim Shmaya. Why? Because Shema is both. Excuse me. Shezel Lomayt Ulamid Belasis. It has three. Vayim Shmaya V'Yoma Shezel Yesh Belamid Belasis. Because Vayim Shmaya has both Lamid Belasis and not like V'Yoma. V'Yoma Ein Belasis B'Vav. V'Yoma only has Asiya. So that's why you have these Limudim. So the Gemara says, why Rav Shimon Meicha have to say that? But Tevul Rav Shimon Kavah. Mishnah gave a good reason. The Gemara says, "In chalami, chada v'oy kamar." Rav Shimon ben Chai was saying, "Here's one reason, which is my reason, and of course, there's another reason." Rav Shimon ben Chai, "Chada k'deishu kabbal avel shmaim tchibu bapkin kabbal avel mitzvah v'oy mishum dusbeyani milu yachar naisa." And also, we have this other reason. The Gemara continues, "Rav Moshe yada b'kara kriyishma v'anach tefillin b'tzali." Rav would wash his hands. He would read kriyishma, then he would put on tefillin, and then he would daven. Perfectly, Gemara v'echap it off. How is it possible? Rav would daven, say kriyishma before he put on tefillin. But Batanya, if someone's digging and being Isaac and Mitzvah and getting a kever ready for a mess, Patabi Kriyashma, the Apatabim Kriyashma, Umenatvila, Umenatvila, Umkomitsamus Batara. But he gives man Kriyashma, let's say he gets his man Kriyashma, oh, you should come up from your digging, Benoitul Yadavish washes, Niatulim first, then you Kayu Kriyashma, and then you misbow. So first of all, we have another problem. The Reisha obviously said, yeah, a person who's digging, he's Isaac Mitzvah, he's Potter in Kriyishma. The Sefer, then the Sefer says, when it gets to his man Kriyishma, you should come up and say Kriyishma. It says Chayim. So that the Gemara says, no problem. Holokasha, Sefer betrayed. Sefer is talking about two people that are digging. If there are two people that are digging, one person can stay and dig, the other person is Chdeshiyasa Shneim. The other person can go out and read Kriyishma, they can swap places. Reisha Bechad, when you only have one person, of course, continue digging because you're Isaac Mitzvah. But Mikol Makom, Kasha Rab. L'chayr, it's also shver to Rab, because at least when it says how to do it, you say, it says clearly, and then you read Kriyishma. Dr. Rab, Krabi Shuv, and Kacha, Xvile Rab, Krabi Shuv, and Kacha, Ta'oma, El Machashmaim, Tchila, Dachin, El Mitzvahs. Like we said on Mishnah, first you do El Machashmaim, first you say Kriyishma, and then Mitzvahs come, which is putting on the tefillin. Dr. That's very nice. Amidam, Rabbi Shuv, and Kacha, Rabbi Shuv, and Kacha didn't say you don't put on tefillin first. He said when you want to know which you want to read first, Lachim Kriya, first you have to read first the El Machashmaim. So Kriya L'Kriya, which one goes first? But Kriya L'Asiya, to say that you can read before you actually do the mitzvah, Mishamalei, did you ever hear that? Of course you got to put tefillin on the Kriya Shema. So, Misav Lo Kav Yishuv M'Kacha, how can you even think that you also Kav Yishuv M'Kacha? V'am Rav Kriya Barashi, Zimna N'Sagin Abkem N'Kamei D'Rav, that I was in front of Rav one many times, U'makdim, he got up, U'mashi Yadi, washed his hands, U'mibarach, and he made brachas, U'maslam Perk, and he taught us. He taught us learning, and we learned. And then he put on tefillin, v'hadi kari kriyishma, and then he read kriyishma. So you see that generally he put on tefillin, and then afterwards he said kriyishma. Maybe he's talking that it wasn't the time for Kriyishma, and that's why here he put on tefillin first and then he said Kriyishma. In came I said, "Rav Chiya Ba'ashi." Then what's the edus of Rav Chiya Ba'ashi? What's the chiddush he's telling us? The edus, it was only one potential time because it wasn't the time for Kriyishma. He's not telling us halacha. The Gemara says, no, he was telling us halacha, that l'mishnei tzav v'varach, he was clearly telling us that Rav always would make birchas hatorah, even when he taught his mishnah, k'mash v'an da'af l'mishnah mitzav v'varach. But m'kom ha'kum kash l'Rav, what's going on? Here it seems like he put on tefillin first and then said Kriyishma before it said that he put on tefillin after Kriyishma. The story over there was specifically that Rav didn't have his tefillin at that point. The shliach didn't bring him his tefillin yet, and therefore, since the person didn't bring him his tefillin, so he wanted to make sure he said Kriyishma at the right time. So he said Kriyishma, and then when he got his tefillin afterwards, he put on the tefillin. But of course, on a general basis, like Rav Chiya Barashi says, "Zimna Sagin, I'm coming, coming to Rav." We were many times in front of Rav. On a general basis, he put on his tefillin first, and then he said Kriyishma. The two dots, last one, Ula. We said Ula said called Kari Krishma by Tulum, he made Edishek Vatsma. If you have Kari Krishma and you don't have Tulum yet, it's like you're saying Edishek because you're saying I'm supposed to chat with somebody that I want to put on Tulum and you're not even putting on Tulum. You're missing part of your Chiyuv, and therefore, since you're missing the Ikh Chiyuv, the Oila without a Mincha is not not a good oila, and zelch going to sukkah. Also, it's a very important integral part of the mitzvah. Here also, you have to wear kriyishma when you say when you have to wear tulum when you say kriyishma.